This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
Marina Ventura's Climate Explorers.
Now, we all like talking about the weather. In fact, people in Britain are well known for it.
The weather's quite good. It's quite hot and it's quite sunny.
Windy and very cold.
A bit rainy.
Freezing.
About a bit sunny.
Very windy. All of the leaves are falling off the trees.
Talking about the weather is one of the ways we start conversations, especially with people we don't know. One of the reasons for this is because it's something we have in common with everyone around us. If it's a rainy day and I get soaked in a downpour, you might have got wet too. And if it's freezing cold, then you're probably feeling it as well. And weather is a topic that everyone has an opinion about. Maybe it's chillier than it was yesterday. Perhaps you didn't expect to need a coat because you thought it was going to be a bit warmer. Not knowing quite what to expect means it's often surprising. That's why people like to read, listen to, or watch weather forecasts every day to help make sure they've got the right clothes on.
And with rain heading down south, tomorrow is set to be wet, so don't forget your umbrella.
After all, no one likes getting soaked. But weather's quite a strange thing. Even if it's cold and wet on one day, the next day can be very different. And not everyone gets the same weather, even when they're in the same country.
Schools in the north of England will be shut today due to heavy snow. But in the Midlands, there's no snow, so schools are open as usual. Sorry, kids.
So as you can see, weather is constantly changing, which is probably why it's so interesting. As we've seen, weather forecasts help us to know what to expect, but even without them, we have a feeling about what the weather should be like at different times of the year. We expect it to be cold in winter and warmer in summer. Have you ever wondered why this is? Let's find out. Let's ask MapApp. He's great at explaining things.
It's all to do with climate. There's a saying, weather is what you get and climate is what you expect. And that's a great way to remember the difference. Weather describes what the conditions are like at a particular time and place, whilst climate is what the weather is generally like at that time of year. Here in the UK, winters are generally mild and summers, well, they don't get too hot. We have what's called a temperate climate.
So how do they figure out what the climate is?
Scientists constantly take measurements of the weather, things like temperature and rainfall, and they do this over many years. This gives them a lot of information and helps them to see patterns. These patterns help describe the climate.
Most people will never have seen those measurements, but we still know that our winters are usually cold. How come?
During everyone's lifetimes, people learn about the patterns in weather. And as you've described, because weather is a popular topic of conversation, these ideas have always been shared. What is interesting is that just like the weather, those patterns that make up our climate can gradually change too. And because scientists keep track of weather measurements from the past, they can spot these slow changes.
Fascinating, Mappy. Next time, we'll explore how climates differ in different parts of the world. See you then.
Marina Ventura's Climate Explorers, supported by the Natural Environment Research Council, the science of the natural world. Find out more at funkidslive.com/marina.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.